Bezrat Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Shmini, the eighth and final Perek in the Halachas of Erech Arachim B'Charamim in the Ramam Seif HaFla, which we continue on this theme regarding the redemption of the Hekdash items, specifically regarding the evaluation and those that are coming to redeem it, and how that applies in today's times, and also regarding the appropriate conduct in these Halachas. So Ramam opens up Halacha Aleph regarding redemption and also evaluation, and regarding the announcements in regards to its redemption. First, Rambam gives a general overview that he says in the 15th of Adar, Bez Din Nifnin, the courts, they turn their attention, L'chapes, to seek, V'livdik, to investigate, Al Tzarchi Tzibur, regarding what are the needs of the public. And V'alad Yon Hekdesh is also regarding the topic of things that were sanctified. U'voidkin Alim, and they investigate, V'dershim, V'chaykrin, they look into it, and they analyze, U'foidim, Es Hekdeshes, V'sacharam, and they redeem those things with people that they sanctified, or they made chayrim. And the Gavinus Arochim Mesadamim, Mikalachai Behem, they also collect the Erechin vows that people took and the monetary vows that whoever's obligated them. And the reason is why, specifically now in the 15th of Adar, Kteshiyah Chalom, Osad Litin Truma Sashkolim, so that everybody will give the Truma of the Shkolim, which, in other words, together with the Machzah Shak, which every single person has to give, which was at this time too, because the new Shkolim were used by the Karbans of in 15 days from now, in the beginning of Nisan. And so that all the funds should go towards L'chazik is basically came to support the house of our God, which is this the Bedek HaBayis, and all the money is being given. Therefore, this was on the 15th of Adar, together with the Machzah Shek, which were used for the Karbanas. Together, they did this at this point in time. Halacha Beis. Now, Ein Paidnas Hekdeshes, one cannot redeim something that was sanctified. El B'Shleish became only with three experts. And the Chenkesh Agavim Metatlin, so to when they collect movable items, Shememashkin Mechayov Arachin, that they take collateral from those who are obligated in Erechin vows, so to Shemanoisim B'Shleish, they evaluate his movable items to take his collateral, they have to evaluate that with three people. Now, so to Ukashamarichin Behema, when they evaluate an animal, the Chayitzaba, Mishamot, Metatlin, or other things similar to that from a person's movable items, which was sanctified for the Bedek HaBayis, and now it's going to be redeemed, Shemanoisim B'Shleish has to be evaluated with three people. Now, in contrast, Abakashamarichin Nesakakois, but when they're evaluating regarding a person's land, which was sanctified, for example, specifically stay mikna, which is a purchase field, or even stay achuza, but in today's times, when there's no meyevel, because in contrast, then it's a set amount of the core, base core, but if it's a land that goes on based on the monetary value, or similarly, if let's say they have to collect because of someone's evaluations of a person, which he doesn't have what to pay up, so they're collecting from him as collateral his land, so that goes based on the value. When it comes to land, to real estate, there it's only evaluated with 10 people, and the Echman coin, one of them has to be a coin. Shari coin cost of a parsha, because it says over there that it should be a coin, and therefore, from the 10, one of them has to be a coin. Let's say someone says, Domai Alai, my monetary value is on me. Or Idmei Ploini Alai, the monetary value of that person is on upon me to bring to Hekdash. Or Idmei Yodi, or Ragli Alai, or the value of my hand or my foot is on me to bring to Hekdash. When they evaluate him, how much he's worth, or come to me, yod iragla, how much is his hand or his foot worth? Shaman Basar has to be evaluated with 10 people. Vechmen koyin, because it says over there 10 times, and it says koyin, but it's ain mira chamira l'rabbis, coming to include Yisrael, 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 except for one of them has to be a koyin. But a person has the same halacha as the karka. The reason being is because we evaluate him as an eved that's sold in the street. And the eved is evaluated to karka, like the pasuk says, "Nachalt mesim nechem acharechem l'resha sachuza." So therefore, when we evaluate the person, it's the same way as karka, which requires 10 people, one of them being a kohen. Now, halacha gimel, kishabayin hakdeshes miyada hekdesh, when you redeem the sanctified items from hekdesh, bein shoyi karkois, a metalim, whether it was land or movable items, machriz nalim b'fnei kol haboyin lifter. So they make announcements in front of anyone that would come to redeem. So, let's say one person says, Harim shali be'esa slon. You know, I'll take it for 10 slon. And the second person says, I'll take it for 20. And then the third person says, I'll take it for 30. And then the fourth person says, Barbom, I'll take it for 40. And the fifth person says, I'll take it for 50. Now, so the final bid is the highest. But let's say, only the last bid, the highest one of 50 slum, he backs out. So mamashkin in the chas of Esther, so we take collateral from his properties, 10 slum, to make up for the difference, which now is going down to the bid beneath him for 40, so heck, just losing out 10. Now, although he only orally committed, but what's called in the Gemara, Amirasu L'Gavoy Ki Misrasu L'Hedyut. What you say to Hashem is like giving over to a regular person as if it was a done deal. So we take from him 10. And then, so then they give the sanctified item to the one who had give the second highest bid, which is that of 40. But then Hekdesh not Chamish, because Hekdesh is not losing, they're taking their 50 that they need. 10 from this last one, and 40 from the next highest bid. Let's say Chazab by Achrikan Shalabam. Let's say then the bid of 40 slum, he backs out. Mashkim in the Chazab Esa, so they take from him 10 slum. They give Hekdesh to the one of the third. And Mechen Arishan, so too, going up until the first one who gave his first bid. Now let's say Chazab by Harishan Shnasna Esa. Let's say even the first bid who he committed to 10 slum, he backs out. So Machrizin al Hekdesh Pam Shnia. So they make a new announcement regarding the Hekdesh item a second time. And they sell it. If Nifta B'pachas Me'esa, if it's sold for less than 10, Nifra Mishabala Esa, some Isis, and then they collect from the one who had given the first bid of 10 the difference. And again, Hekdesh not going to be losing, they'll get their 50. Now, Locha Dal B'medmum, when we say this, that whoever's backing out, what he's causing a loss, he has to pay that difference, and that the earlier bids don't have to also give together with him. That's Keshachazaz Achazah. That's when they back out one after another, as we described it, first the 50, then the 40, then the 30, and so on. Each one backs out on their own, where therefore they're not related one to the other. But if they all back out together, then Mishalshin Beinayim B'Shavah, the Rambam learns it, is that then they divide equally the losses between themselves. And the reason for that is because since the one who bid 30 and the one who bid 40 are together with the one who's bidding 50 that backing out, so the old partner is in the loss, and therefore they have to equally divide that loss. As Rambam says, case at house story. So he gives a case. I'm going to reach him. Let's say the first one says, Arehu Shali Basim. This will be mine for 10 slum. Vamash, and the second guy says, I'll take it Basim for 20. Vamash, and the third person bid Barbov the Esrim 24. Let's say the last two bids, number 2 and number 3, they back out together as one. So nice l'rishon be'asa. So we'll give it to the first bid who he didn't back. We'll give it to him for 10 slum. U'memashkinin menichsi hasheni b'sheva u'menichsi shlishi b'sheva. So that discrepancy of 14, because it was the first bid was 10 and the last bid was 24, the middle bid was 20. So although he's causing a loss of 10 and the third person causing a loss of only 4, actually they're going to equally divide the sum total of 14, which was from their bids, that they're backing out together through their partners in the loss. So he has to give 7 and he has to give 7. And then Hekdesh Gevar, Bov Esrim, so comes the Hekdesh is not losing, they're getting their 24. And V'chein M'chazer Shloshim Kacha, so all three backed out as one. V'nimka Hekdesh B'Shalosh, and ultimately was only sold for 3 slum. So M'mashkin M'nichzi Kolech M'shloshim M'sheva Slum, so we're going to take from all of them, each one of those three, 7 slum, 7 times 3 is 18, and we're going to go ahead and make it equal. Again, that's how it's always going to be. We're always going to have this differences of what it's going to be. If it's at the same time, each one of them are going to give, it's going to be 20, it's going to be 21. 7 times 3 is 21, plus the 3 is 24, because that's the, you resold it again, which is 3. And then each one's giving 7. Again, not that he's causing 7, he's causing 7, he's causing 4. No, we go ahead and we do it equally with all of them together, which is going to be the total amount divided by how many members, because they're going at the same time. Now, Halacha Ram continues regarding the preference of the owner who is Makdash to redeem it, and which relates to the Halacha of calculating the added fifth that he gives. Says Ram, Haba'alim, the owner, meaning the one who sanctified this item, he comes before any other person to redeem it, because they add another fifth to Hekdash. Now, however, they don't have to add a fifth regarding the higher price that was offered by the other ones who wanted to redeem it. Only regarding the original bid that they put in. As Rambam says, Kitzat House, so he explains. Let's say the owners say, you know, I'll take back the item I sanctified for a price of 20. Then the second person comes along and he says, I'll take it for 20. The owners first, because they're adding on a fifth to the principal, which is a fourth of the principal, which is a total of a fifth, and they say the chamish v'asim, so which is a quarter of 20 is 5, so which is a sum total is considered the fifth, which is going to be 25. Now, so therefore that obviously wins over the 20 of another person. Let's say Bo'echad Vama, let's say another person comes along and he says, Harei Yishli Ba'achas Ve'esim. He says, you know, you give me 20, I'll give 21. If the owners are selling, they don't try to outbid him and they don't add on anything. We still sell it to them for 25. And this is how the Rambam learns these halachas from that sugya. But again, they're not going to add on a fifth onto the extra seller of the 21 that the other person offered. No, we're still going to give it to him for 20, because anyways, adding a fifth, which 25 is obviously more than 21. But let's say he does try to outbid this person. And he says, oh, you give me 21? I'll give 21 and a pruta. Then you have to give 26 and a pruta. Why? So 21 slum and a pruta that they're offering on their own bid. But the additional fifth is only going to be on the original bid, which therefore is 5. So 21 and a pruta, which was the new bid, plus 5, which is not a quarter, it's not a fifth or quarter slash fifth, milagam, milabar, on the new bid. No, it's only from the original bid. And let's say another person comes along and he says, I'll bid 22. A third person comes and says, I'll give besim 23. Another fourth person comes and says, I'll give besim 24. And a fifth person comes along and says, I'll give besim 25. And then they come along and they give an offer, meaning the original owner, an offer a little bit more than the final bid of 25. He's adding on another pruta. Then Then we force him to give 30 and a pruta. Why? The 25 and the pruta that he's offering on his own bid, which is trying to outbid everyone else. And the fifth that only the owner has to add on, they're just obligated on. But again, as Ram explains, The fifth that he has to give does not have to be what he's trying to outbid from the other biddings of the other people. Rather, it's the fifth that he had given from the original bid that if he wants to, then he goes and he tries to outbid them. So therefore, he's at a price of, he has to add on, he's a little bit 25 and a pruta, which that fifth, again, is that original fifth, it's going to take him to 30, and they pruta, but he doesn't have to give a fifth of the 25 and a little bit more that they use to try to outbid the other people's bidding. Now, halacha vav, but memed v'mom, when do we say this, that he does not add on a fifth to the inflation of the bidding? Ish leishom ha-hektish shleisha mumchen. Only if the hektish was not evaluated by three experts. Hamshom ha-hektish shleisha mumchen, but three experts evaluated. But when they said, shushavim ha-shnas nachen, actually is worth what the last highest bid was, who gave it for 25, that's actually its value. And by Sifa, and then the owner comes and tries to outbid it even by one pruta, which is his second bid. And then they have to add a fifth on the evaluation of the highest bid of the last person. Then they have to give 31 dinarim and a pruta, and because you have to add on a little bit more of the fifth. It's not just a five anymore, it's a little bit more. It has to be a fifth of his new bid, because that's actually what its value is. So it says Ram Harei, so it comes out. Let's say the hektish was not evaluated, which we said that requires giving a fifth of the second bid. Let's say it was not evaluated. And the owner originally gave a bid of 20. And then another person comes and gives a bid of 25. And the owners are sound, they don't add on anything. The owner comes first. They anyways have to also give 25 because of the fifth. So the fact that someone came along and bid 25 is not outbidding him. But let's say another person came along and they bid 26, then he comes before because he's adding on a seller more than what the owner's giving, even together with his fifth. Now, but let's say the owner wants and he comes and he adds on even just a pruta, which is the least amount that you could add on, then they're going to give 31 dinarim and a pruta because 26 and the pruta they're giving on their own because they're trying to outbid. And another five from the fifth that they're obligated on, Kamesh Brown, like we explained in Al Chahei, but there's a loyalim, and this is how it always continues again, based on the principles that we explain. Halacha Ches, the Ram explains regarding sanctifying in today's times. So, Imak Dishin, we don't sanctify, we don't do an Erechim Vav, we don't do this of Chermi Shemayim, which is another type of Hektish, Bizman is in today's times. And the reason is, Ein Sham Mikdash Bachatein, because there is no temple because of our sins to strengthen its support, which is where these funds go to for Bedek Abayis. So there is no Bedek Abayis. Now, vim hikdush a herich hacherem, if he did sanctify or do a erich vow or a cherem, so imlai sebehema, if it was an animal that he sanctified, no delts, but for now, atcher tamas melah, so you just lock the door in front of it until it dies by itself. Vim hayu peris exus a kemle, if it was produce or clothing or vessels, manich maisa maisha yirkov, you leave it until it rots. Vim hayu maisa klim atchis, if it was monies or metal, which is not going to rot, or it's not going to die, so yeshlichu liyam amelchi, throw it to the Dead Sea, or liyam agolo, or to the Great Sea, the Mediterranean, kedei laptum, so that it should get ruined, because you not only have benefit from it, so what do you do with it? You just have to find a way that it's not around anymore. Halacha test. Now let's say hikdash a hechem evich, and nichtas lemitzis. Let's say sanctified, you did a cherem vow on a slave that is in the category of mitzis, which is a non-Jewish slave, Ebed Kenani, that was sold to a Jew, and he circumcised, and he tables him the mikvah, where he's obligated mitzis like women are. So peideu, you redeem him, which is for the value that you makdish, but yechud dam b'liyam amelch, and you throw the monies to the Dead Sea, kashar dam b'aruch b'shul b'smanazah, like other monetary values of vows and erichin of today's times. Now, v'mhoi ebed goy, but let's say he was a slave that was a Gentile, I mean, that does not have halacha as Yisrael ed anyway, he was not circumcised, he did not tevel himself, so then loy malin, so you don't elevate him from the pit, if he falls into a pit, you leave him over there, as this hektish which has to rot. But let me read, and you don't, neither do you take him down to the pit to actively kill him, which is really like all the halachas of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah of the Gentiles of those times, of the idol worshippers. So they were this slave where there's no redemption, and you're not allowed to have benefit from him like Hekdesh, so therefore if he dies, he dies. Halacha Yud says the Rambam, Muta liftes Hekdeshes bezman zalek etchil. It's permitted to redeem Hekdeshes in today's times, even initially. Even just with a pruta. And then you throw that redemption into the Dead Sea. Now the sages, they had qualified that the redemption should be at least with four zuzim or something close to that. To publicize that of regarding this redemption. Now, but at the time when the Mesa Mikdash was around, redemption was initially permitted only with its value. Kamishman, like I already explained this in Perigzan Lachachas, but the Yevet, it does work even with a pruta. Let's say someone made a cherem vow in today's times on movable items without specifying that it should go to Shemaim or to Bedek Abayis, which in Stam Charamim, the Rambam explained in Perkva Balacha Alf goes to Kahanim. So Harelu Nois Mekanim and Hanim Tzom Beis Hamokim. So he gives it to the Kahanim that are found where he lives. Now, Avam Hechem saw the Beretz Yisrael stumble, but let's say he made a field into a Cherem in Eretz Yisrael without specifying, or even if he made a Cherem to the Kehanim, in a Cherem it does not become Cherem. Why? Shein Stecharam Noig, because the Allah of Stecharamim does not apply, El Bezman Sheyevel Noig, it's only at a time, as the Pasuk tells us, at a time when Yevel applies, and there's no more Yevel anymore. Now, but let's say Hechem Lekanim Karka B'chutz La'aretz, Mafel Bezman Azeh, but let's say he made a field, Cherem to Kehanim, out of Eretz Yisrael, even today's times, it's the equivalent of movable items in Eretz Yisrael because it's not considered our land like an Eretz Yisrael. And if it's in us, then it should be given to the Kehanim. Now, Halachit Beis the Rambam ends off by talking about the appropriateness and inappropriateness of what should be and how much should be sanctified. So, although it is a mitzvah to sanctify, to do a cherem vow and an erichim vow, and it is appropriate on some level for a person to accustom himself with these things, to subdue his inclination, and that is that it shouldn't be stingy, where this is very helpful when you give it up to Hashem, and this will fulfill what the prophets have said in Pasuk and Mishlei, honor Hashem from your wealth, so it is a mitzvah, even so, if a person never did something that be makdish or erichin or cheir, there's nothing wrong with that. Because even the Torah testifies and says, it says in Devarim Chav Gimel, if you refrain from vowing, you're not going to have any sin. Now, halacha yud gimel, a person should never sanctify and neither do a cheirim of kol nechasav, of all his properties, of his entire estate. Voice whoever does this, he violates the intention of what the pasuk says. Because the pasuk in the Yikra, from all that he has, but not everything that he has, from what he has, he should sanctify, but not all of it. Like the sages explain in the Gemara in Erech and of Chav Chesam Adalf. And the Enzel Chassidus, that's not considered being pious. Elishtus, it's foolishness. Because he's wasting all his, he's losing all his money. He's going to have to come on to other people. People are not going to have mercy on him. And regarding such a situation, b'kiritzabayim, and things similar to this, Amar Chacham, the sage has said in the Mishnah, Seita de Chafim and Aleph, Chasid Shaita, a foolish, pious person, Mechlal Mevali Oilam, is considered from those who disrupt and destroy the world. Ella rather, Kol Mefazer Memayim B'mitzis, whoever does disperse his money in fulfilling mitzis, Ayifazer Yisim Mechem V'shanat, go ahead and spend more than the fifth. V'yid Kamosh Tzibin Nevim, and he should be like the prophets have commanded, Mechalkel Dvarav B'mishpat, which a pasuk based on pasuk in Tehillim, he arranges his things in justice, and that's bein b'divrei Torah, bein b'divrei Olam, whether it's regarding to spirituality, regarding the words of Torah, regarding mundane things that he does in the world, should be balanced. And Philip Kabbanu Shod Mechayben says Ram, because even a carbon that a person is obligated in, Hari Chasa Torah Al Mammon, the Torah is concerned about a person's finances. Va'amra and says Sheyave Kivim Mises Yaday, like it says he should bring according to what he could afford. So kavochaimer ledvarim shalein schaibem el machmas nidr, for sure then for regarding things that a person is not obligated in, it's only because of the vow that he's taking, shalei yinder ilik karo, like that he should only take a vow according to what it's appropriate to him. Shem like says the pasuk in the varm ish kamat nas yaday, a man according to the gift of his hand, kivirkas Hashem lekecha shenaslach, according to the blessing of Hashem your God that Hashem has given you, that's how much you give. But a person should not be giving all that he has and not even more than the fifth of what he has. We have concluded the halachas of Rambam Charam B'Siyat D'Shmaya, and we have concluded this entire sefer of Hafla, which has 43 chapters, which are all in this idea about a person's words. In Perek Shavuos we had 12 chapters, in the Dharm we had 11 chapters, in the Zeros, 2 chapters, and in Rambam Charamim we had 8 chapters. Mazel Tov.